Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all knew that was coming. Kind of act like you didn't know it was coming. Y'all knew it was coming. It's Christmas time. Ain't no time to be rapping.
Nobody sells for less. Nobody during Mattress Firm's year-end closeout sale. Right now, get a...
Who I am are some of
I speak with the wonder woman.
Wonder woman thinking, how's this woman there?
What's really going on?
All right, so I can go to the how do I go to okay.
No, don't do it like that. Let me give you this phone number and call in.
Okay, what's the phone number?
214. No, not 214. 323-870. 3963.
Okay, 3963.
Well,
that's a Los Angeles number, ain't it?
No, I don't know. I'll tell the truth. I really don't.
I don't have to
count
my cell phone. This is my landline from my cell phone.
Because
I don't have no pictures on my landline.
Okay, it ain't long distance. It's toll free. But y'all do it anyhow.
Okay, all right. 3633-870-3963.
Yeah, and when it said push.
What are we talking about now?
We're going to talk about what's going on, the holidays or whatever else. Tonight, I told you, tonight and tomorrow night are officially off nights for me. February, I found out about ago, just that's the reason it took me so long to call. Some sucker done got into my bank account. Credit card, I don't know, but I got to find out about that. Huh?
What bank are you with?
Oh, I'm with Credit Union. Oh, they done already took care of it.
Already, that's what I'm saying.
Because
I know Bank of America
jumped
on it right away.
No, that's the ATM they use. Mm. Yeah, but, you know, it's like I said, it was just, I don't usually look at a lot of my bills. Someone just told me to look at them real quick.
I keep my balance up, you know.
No.
I ain't got it by myself, but I ain't got that much money, so I keep up with that, so I got to speak.
Yeah, well, see, in my bank account, I don't use my bank account that often, you know. So I check it periodically, but, you know, not every day. But anyhow, I got to do that. Call in so you can hear the music. All right. Yeah, push that button.
Okay, I'm sorry,
Pretty sure you already know that this show is sponsored by Big Al Wash over at ALWE. That's Big Al Wash, ALWE. He's going to be bringing in enough shows, both gospel, religious, and all kinds of different shows, along with a lot of other people, of course. And Packing Hive Meat Market, which is the best store in South Dallas proper, large, small, or otherwise. And, of course, Evil's House of Barbecue. And the number one is Ask Uncle Billy Radio. Yes, that's me, y'all. So just keep on listening, and I'll keep on bringing you the news. So with that being said, we're going to try to date back and try to see if we can start having some comedy here tonight for a little while. I know y'all don't hear me. You just want me to get back. You just want me to get back. I ain't going there, y'all. But it wouldn't have been.
Hey, it's not mine. So I'm ready, dude.
See, that was the wrong one. Yeah. I don't know. This machine that started doing what it wants to do on my
time.
Let me
say, but that grandma had another hurry. You know what they say from the grandma like?
But he knew he had fucked up, so that nigga ran it off. He's trying to mix it in with the other giraffe. Hey, like, we see your ass away. You know, damn well you won't want to kick that lady.
Yeah, I was waiting on a special guest.
Chickens have had a hard couple of years. Ooh. It got to be rough if you a damn chicken. When you think about the chickens, man, like, you love damn chickens. So if you a chicken, you couldn't be out on the farm making plans and shit. So I'm like, yeah, man, I think next Saturday we should all get together and go on the radio house. It's going to be 86 Wednesday. Your ass ain't going to make it to goddamn Saturday, man. You gonna be on somebody's grill, dawg. That shit ain't real. And there's a lot of controversy around chicken, too. Like, the last couple of years, remember, it was like, to start with the Chick-fil-A man. Because the Chick-fil-A man didn't want gay people to eat chicken. And he made a statement and everything. Your ass gay, don't come over here and try to eat no motherfucking chicken. Now, I could be paraphrasing. I could be off a little bit, but I believe it's an exact quote if you look it up. Don't bring your fucking ass over here and try to eat no goddamn chicken up in my place. Like I say, I could be off by a word or two, but I believe somewhere right in there that he's like, don't bring your punk ass over here. It's like, you know, goddamn chicken up in here, is what I'm saying. I'm like, damn, Chick-fil-A, man, that's aggressive. And then Black B, we had to deal with it a couple years ago when, you know, with Mary J. Blige, she ended up singing a chicken song for Burger King, and that kind of offended us, you know, because we're one, you know, that's a stereotype that we love chicken. Yeah, there we do. We just don't want a motherfucker singing about that shit, though, you know. It's already hard enough. We can't eat watermelon at the company picnic, nigga. We already know. We be at the company picnic like, y'all, motherfucker, damn well y'all ain't on me to get that goddamn watermelon. I ain't know that. She's like, Trevor, put the watermelon on your plate. Bring that shit over here, brother, man. I ain't doing that shit. I wasn't even really upset that Mary J. had sang about chicken. I was more upset that she Mary J. lies and shit more than anything. You ever hear the song? She, I want some chicken with lettuce and cheese. I want some chicken. I'm like, Mary, no, you didn't. That Mary Jane that bitch like that. Right? I found out she got paid $2 million to sing that song. I was like, shit. Somebody gonna have me say, would you do that shit when you sell out like that for $2 million? For $2 million, I'll sing the song as Mary J. Blige. I'm talking about boots on and everything. Whole thing. $2 million. I mean, fuck around and sing the Chicken National Anthem so goddamn well. Look up, nigga, I be, oh, say, time you.
Thank you.
And now you all, I'm going to have to tell you all good night, but not before I start this last song off, which is the Knock Your Socks Off. The show again was sponsored by Mr. Big Al White, ALWE, Packing High Market, Evil House of Barbecue, and Ask Uncle Billy Radio for show, y'all, for show. So, we gonna work it out. Cause when you can't handle it, you're supposed to pass it on. Good night. Put the queen for that 15. Cause I'm getting ready to get out of here. But I'm gonna listen to this song first. Y'all have fun. Black man gone.
And I'm so proud of you. I can't get over the Lord. Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson. production of the Jackson 5, wishing a happy holiday to all of you.